Penguin presents The Embassy of Cambodia, written and read by Zadie Smith. Love 1. Who would expect the Embassy of Cambodia? Nobody. Nobody could have expected it or be expecting it. It's a surprise to us all. The Embassy of Cambodia! Next door to the embassy is a health centre. On the other side, a row of private residences, most of them belonging to wealthy Arabs, or so we, the people of Willesden, contend. They tend to have Corinthian pillars on either side of their front doors and, it's widely believed, swimming pools out the back. The embassy, by contrast, is not very grand. It is only a 4- or 5-bedroom North London suburban villa, built at some point in the 1930s, surrounded by a red brick wall about 8 feet high. And back and forth, cresting this wall horizontally, flies a shuttlecock. They're playing badminton in the Embassy of Cambodia. Pock smash! Pock smash! The only real sign that the embassy is an embassy at all is the little brass plaque on the door, which reads, "The Embassy of Cambodia," and the national flag of Cambodia, we assume that's what it is. What else could it be? Flying from the red-tiled roof. Some say, oh, but it has a high wall around it, and this is what signifies that it is not a private residence like the other houses on the street, but rather an embassy. The people who say so are foolish. Many of the private houses have high walls, quite as high as the Embassy of Cambodia, but they are not embassies. Love, 2. On the 6th of August, Fatou walked past the embassy.